Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Mets, Brewers, tonight. Game 3, 7:08 after a disappointing finish last night, but we're both feeling positive about it. That's where we started the show this morning, feeling pretty good about their chances. And by the way, we did get something for you this morning as a token of our appreciation. We don't feel like you're getting enough credit for predicting the future, and we wanted to provide you with flowers and breakfast this morning, so you get your flowers. So, for predicting that Devontae Adams would go to the Jets and
everything else, and Mayor Adams would get indicted.
Boomstradamus, we bow to thee.
We bow to thee, Boomstradamus. So that the Texas plates that were out there, that many other things.
Well, I don't remember anybody else bringing up those ghost plates.
Those the Venezuelan gangs that have been just taking over the city, to being on top of that. Any others that I'm missing here? If only you were this good at your NFL picks.
How about Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets?
Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets.
Devontae Adams?
Oh, yeah, I mentioned that.
Aaron Rodgers documentary coming?
There you go.
Aaron Rodgers documentary. So we felt like you were not getting enough credit in predicting the future, so we got you some flowers to congratulate you on
these things. The NHL strike was over. Remember that?
Right, and we'll have to see if Rob Sala is still the coach in a few weeks. That's on the table.
That's on the table now.
Yep, absolutely. So
the Commanders, you got that one right?
No.
Oh, sorry.
You said the Admirals or something, I think. You were trying. You were trying, Eddie. You were
close,
trying.
Very close.
You were close. But those are the flowers, and they smell beautiful. Did you just lean over and fart?
Something else could smell fine as far as you. By the way, I think I set a record yesterday.
How much of this story can I tell?
Just the one story, I think.
Okay.
If you'd like, I don't care, because you know what? It is four guys on the golf course being guys.
Yeah.
I mean, doing man stuff.
Yeah.
Are we doing man stuff? We're not doing man stuff.
No, we were doing...
Like this whole thing about toxic masculinity and all this other crap.
Oh, God, we were neck deep in it yesterday, let me tell you. Yeah, well, part of it, though, we've shared, like, part of it has to do with your superpower.
Right.
So.
And I got stuck yesterday.
Right. All right. So, you stop me anytime you want to stop me. I think I'm going to be good at telling the story. So, if you've listened to the show before, you understand that Boomer's got this superpower. Well, his body will not poop in places he does not want to. Regardless of how full he is, his stomach situation, only once in his life when he was ill at Acapulco Joe's down in Mexico did he have to go into a public restroom.
See, by the way, this is a really good partner. You know me.
Yeah, I know.
Unlike, Tiki didn't know Brandon.
Right.
But you know me.
So he doesn't dupe in public. He once got on a plane to go back home to dupe when the room wasn't ready. His hotel room wasn't ready in D.C. Is that correct?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was with Dan Marino, who thought I was absolutely out of my mind.
Well, but you went. Well, I don't blame him.
Yes.
So yesterday, Boomer says to me, "My lower intestine is full." Word for word. So I said, "Uh-oh." I said, "Will your body allow you to dupe here?" And you said, I've checked out the premises, and no, the answer is no. It does not hit all of my criteria. So he put his mind to work, had his superpower. However, the amount of farts that he pumped out in an hour and a half period.
That's a little much. One, you know, maybe three or four.
Three or four.
All right.
There was at least 10, one of which traveled farther than three out of the four drives that we had. And I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. The sound of his fart traveled farther than three out of the four drives on a tee box. And the reason I know this was the caddies were way back, keeping an eye on the ball.
They were forecaddying,
making sure they know where everything was. They were far back. They heard Boomer's fart from 300 yards away.
Hit the back.
Jesus. And it was in the backswing of my partner, which just wasn't fair.
Well, I was trying to just get him off his game.
Right. And you know what? It didn't work. No. He piped that one. That was the one drive that went further than your fart. So your superpower was in action, and you were ripping them. And I walked right into one. Right when we were about to take the picture on 16, right into it. And I couldn't even avoid it, like, because I didn't know, like, I was walking, and then you were there, and I was like, and then
yeah, I told you, you get over 60, man, you're in the Metamucil age, and things are going, and you just can't, I mean, you're just out there with you guys, and you're outside, it was like we were inside.
Yeah.
We're not in a car with the windows up.
So there was one point, it was just so funny, the interaction. This might have been just like a had to be there moment for me, but you know, you're telling the story right before your buddy Mikey K is teeing off about how you will not dupe in places that you're not comfortable with. It has to be your home, or it has to be a beautiful hotel room. So you stop telling that story right as he is about to hit his tee shot. He hits his tee shot. He picks up his tee. He goes, "I'll dupe anywhere. I just duped at LaGuardia Airport."
Yes.
Yep. So, yeah. All kinds out there. All kinds.
Right. He's a beauty.
Yeah, he was a beaut. Yep. So, anyway, it was a great day. It was a lot of fun, a lot of laughs.
It always is.
Toxic masculinity.
It always is.
Yeah. Yep. No, it was great. It was great. So anyway,
yes.
Tom Izzo got you your flowers there this morning. So what are you going to do with these after the show? And I bring them home, you know?
I'll put them in my office.
Yeah, perfect. Keep them in there.
Keep them in there for about a day and a half, and then they'll die.
Do you have a vase or a vase?
I probably have something in there that I could put them in.
What do you go with, vase or vase?
I say vase.
You say vase? Do I have a vase? I think I say vase.
What do you guys say?
I say vase.
Vase.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, two for guys. Two. I guess off-brand Jerry says vase. I was going to say we could get him to break the tie, but he probably does not know what it is. All right, so anyway.
You the man!
Anyway, back to the Mets today. Maybe it's because of my experiences and going through bad losses throughout the years and where I am in my life, I've decided that there is no point in being negative going into this game and spending from now until 7:08 nervous and upset and thinking that they're going to lose the game. And if I could give one message, you say, if I could tell my younger self something, one of the things I would tell my younger self is leading up to these big, important playoff games that your team is about to play, do not feel dread or impending doom that your team is going to lose, because then you just ruin all that time. Because then what if they win? You could have been happy, you could have been excited, but instead you were nervous and worried that bad things were going to happen. This team has proven many times that when their backs are up against the wall, game 161 in Atlanta, sometimes that's when they play their best baseball. So I expect that today. I expect the Mets to win today. If they don't, it'll be super disappointing. But I expect them to win, and I think we're going to have a game on Saturday with the Phillies. That's just how I feel.
You also said that even if they didn't win this series, that this was a very exciting year and a great year for them and for doing something that nobody expected them to do. But I don't want it to end here. I honestly, because if it does end here, I mean, all eyes are going to be on first base.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know, that's been kind of like the story, the underlying story the entire year. And Francisco Lindor carried this team. All of a sudden, guys like Taylor, Marte, Nimmo are showing up and coming up big in big spots. And Iglesias coming up in big spots. Vientos coming up in big spots. I mean, so now it's, you got to have, you know, Big Pete's got to do his thing, man. He's got to come through. He's got to come through. And then you just hope that, you know, Quintana's on his game tonight. And the last time he pitched against the Brewers, they lost 6-0. But prior to that, he was really good. You know what I mean? And I think he'll be fine tonight, but it's all hands on deck.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm done expecting Pete to break out. And if he ends up doing it, it'll be a shocker to me. I think he's lost at the plate. It's been a long time since he's hit a home run. He's had a couple of singles since the middle of September. It's been really bad.
Yesterday, I mean, tripping over the bat was this guy, kind of a microcosm of his year.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's rock bottom for him yesterday. Maybe that's what it is. And you can only hope. To me, I'm expecting Lindor, Nimmo, Iglesias, Alvarez, Marte, Tyrone Taylor. I expect those guys.
Vientos,
obviously, to come up big more than Pete Alonso.
The whole team.
Well, no, but that's
about
the, I'm hammering the point. I'm hammering the point home.
Hammer it home, baby. Hammer it home.
That every player that's in that lineup.
Hammer it home.
I trust more than him.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's me hammering the point home.
Hammer it home, man. And that's what you're doing.
Yes. And sadly, that's the way it is with Pete right now.
The amazing thing is now, which was interesting because it is a Thursday, and we do have a huge football game tonight in the NFC South. Got the Bucs at the Falcons.
Yeah.
So you got that right after the Met game, which is, you know, it's a good night.
Not right after. I mean, it's...
Well, we'll start, you know...
Yeah, concurrently, sort of. No. It'll be an hour after the Met game starts.
Like, if Major League Baseball were smart, they would have started this game at, you know, 6:30 Eastern time. And it would have been a standalone game for Major League Baseball. Now it's not. But then again, it's regional. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
The people down in Tampa and the people down in, well, unless you've moved from New York and get out of this hellhole, but, you know, you don't really care about the Mets or anything. You care more about the Bucs and the Falcons.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to be able to put any sort of dent into that game regardless. So, I mean, it would have been smart to stay away from it, but I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference.
And then Sam Houston State at UTEP on CBS Sports Network.
Oh, really?
9 o'clock.
Yeah, I think I saw a post on X yesterday, and I forgot who it was from, but I think there are 53 straight days of football starting tonight.
That is possible. Usually I thought that started a little...
That's college and college and pro football. 53 straight days. Let me see.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays, huh?
Well, I know at some point you'd start getting Tuesday games, a little maction. Yeah, we got it. It could be now, yeah.
All right, October 2nd, 2024, let's see. Yesterday was the last day without a college football or NFL game until November 27th, 2024. That's the day before Thanksgiving. Starting today, there's going to be 55 consecutive days of football. And this is his yearly reminder. His name is Ben Stevens.
Oh, Ben Stevens. I know Ben.
You do?
No.
So I saw his tweet, so I didn't fact check it.
Well,
maybe we could send this over to Norah O'Donnell or somebody.
Sounds right.
But
I didn't know they played that many games on Wednesdays.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah, I thought.
What I can't believe is that the NFL isn't using a Wednesday before Thanksgiving as an opportunity to play a football game.
Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah, that's coming.
I'm sure it will. But Thanksgiving Eve is a big going out night, it's not a big staying home night.
Well, that's for the college kids.
Okay.
All right, well.
But not just college kids. I think you get people in their 20s and 30s like that day, too. Love going home, seeing their old buds.
And they're just, those are the trying to hang on to college guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you don't think the Portly Villager would love to have an NFL game on a Wednesday night before Thanksgiving?
Sure they would.
Sure they would. Yeah, yeah. Every sports bar in America would love that.
I got a buddy who bartends there tonight who is thrilled, even though he's a Yankee fan, he's thrilled.
Got a Met game.
He's got a Met game.
And you got a football game.
Right. So he's going to be raking it in.
Going to be knee deep in untaxable tips.
Yeah. Except, you know, it'll be every place will be this similar, at least in the tri-state area, except the sports bra.
Sports bra, sports bra, sports bra.
What is that?
The sports bra is a first of its kind women's sport only sports bar. So I guess they had success in Portland, and now they're opening up one where now, Al?
Well, they're looking for people who want to be franchisees.
Okay.
But they only show women's sports, so there would be no baseball or football tonight.
Right. Because women only like women's sports, apparently.
Well, they're just catering to women's sports viewers.
Yeah, which... Okay. Cater to people with one eye. You can do that, too. Probably the same amount of people. I mean, what are we doing?
I don't know. Maybe it's just... It's their business. It's their idea. They're entrepreneurs. Go for it. What do you want me to say? I wouldn't think about doing that myself, but if they think that there is a market for it, then go for it. How many women's sports are there other than the WNBA? Now, we do have women's professional hockey. There is women's professional soccer, but is there enough?
Well, I think there'd be like women's college volleyball.
Yeah.
Women's swimming.
Is there enough, though, for it to, you know,
I do it.
I was thinking about opening up.
Women work there?
I don't know.
That I'm not sure about.
I'm going to open up a sports bar just for guys named Ted.
Teds.
Only Teds. You know, show your ID. You're a Ted. You're allowed in. If you're not a Ted,
but
go home with yourself.
The sports that you show, are they also only Teds playing?
Yes, only Teds. There has to be a Ted on the team or an individual Ted or Theodore, tennis player.
Why did you pick Ted?
Because...
Why would you pick a little bit more of a popular name?
Well...
Like Williams.
I mean, don't you understand what I'm doing
here? Yeah, I do understand what you're doing there, but this is what I'm doing here to you.
Sports bra, sports bra, sports bra.
Like I would say to the sports bra people, I think you might want to expand it if you really want to make some money.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Well, it's women's tennis, women's golf, women's soccer, WNBA.
Right. You have the National Women's Soccer League. You have the Professional Women's Hockey League. You have the WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the collegiate sports.
Right. Are they still doing that lingerie football thing?
Oh.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? No.
I'd do it. There was a professional women's football league at one point. Like, it was not long.
Yeah, I know. What's her name? It was the one of the quarterbacks.
Trevor Lawrence? there was a team in Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Power. It was an all-women's team. They advertise on the station occasionally. They come in. A couple women would talk about the games. You know?
Maybe we could sign them here for 9 o'clock.
Interview?
Yeah, interview.
Be perfect. All right. You got something over there, and we'll get Jerry in here. We'll do another update in Moment of the Day and all of that good stuff coming up.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Okay. If you were listening last hour, we gave you a John Sterling drop that you needed to remember. If you didn't hear it, maybe you can quickly go back on the Odyssey app or maybe just take a guess when you hear it. But when you do hear it, you call 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326. If you're caller 7, after the drop is played, after, if you call now, Al's going to just slam you down. He's going to put the X's on you, right? He can't even call now. We have disabled the phones for you to call now. It has to be after you hear that John Sterling drop, 866-540-9326. Caller number 7 wins Yankees playoff tickets. That's right. Great seats at Yankee Stadium. Yankees playoff tickets. All right. Jerry is here. He's got an update and moment of the day for us. What's happening, Jerry?
Morning, brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So the Brewers beat the Mets last night 5-3. It's the only series that will have a decisive third game. Garrett Mitchell, the go-ahead two-run home run in the eighth off of Phil Maton. Jackson Chourio hit the game-tying home run in the eighth as well. Also homered in the first inning. Here was Carlos Mendoza in reference to Maton, who simply paid for the mistakes he made with his pitches.
There's a lot of pitches in the middle of the zone, you know. I thought overall stuff was okay, even though we asked a lot out of him. So, yeah, I think the cutter, too much of a play on a good hitter on Chourio. And then, you know, the breaking ball that got him for the two-run homer.
And here is Maton. He knows this was a big spot, and it sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely frustrating. I would have rather given that up in the regular season game. But, again, just went over, looking over the iPad, looking at the pitches. Overall, pretty happy with my pitch selection, execution. A little bit too much play with some of them, but I think just a little situation.
All right, enough already. He got the double play.
He did get the double play.
I mean, so that's where you're sitting. Okay, was that... Do you think that that's a moment where maybe you make a change or no? He had already faced his three batters, so.
Yeah, that's one of my least favorite sound bites of the year.
I agree.
He just sounds emotionless and weird, and I don't know.
You also notice how when he gives up the home runs, how he walks off the mound. Walk sideways.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that is a good thing with a short memory and not being too emotional about it. But I mean, it just when he is not successful, it looks so bad and sounds so bad all around. His body language, his pitches, like when he's missing his locations, he looks like he's throwing batting practice. Then you hear that. I was looking at my iPad; looked pretty good to me.
So, yeah, result was not good.
Well, we're not gonna see him tonight. That's for sure.
Well, let's hope not.
Here was Edwin Diaz, who certainly was not prepared to go the full two innings.
No, we didn't have that conversation. He told me, like, be ready to pitch four out if we need you. Because now with no running on base and in extra inning, I got to be ready if we go to extra inning and come together safe.
But they didn't go to extra innings. They wound up losing in 9. Pete Alonso, you have not done a whole hell of a lot offensively. How are we feeling?
Feel good, yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm taking pretty decent at-bats. Yeah, I feel really consistent. Just need to keep swinging, and good things will happen. Keep swinging at good pitches, and good things will happen.
It really is amazing watching the replay again when he's not in the shot when the ball gets caught by the first baseman. Like, where'd he go?
Yeah, I thought he so came up funny. Lame. That's what I thought. Either.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly think so.
Got to look at the iPad, see how that came out.
Yeah, right.
That looked like.
How about this question, Pete? Have you thought about possibly this being your last game tonight as a Met?
Yeah, I really haven't thought of it because, I mean, my whole focus is just going deep in the playoffs. I don't really want to think about that at all. I want to think about winning the game tomorrow.
Good
thought.
Excellent, yeah.
How about thinking about hitting home run for the first time in 5 weeks? That would help, too. So we shall see.
You said about a guy that is gone cold at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Whoa. I mean, not only just for the team and
you know,
for everything else, but really for his future.
Correct. He has lost a lot of money this year with the way he has not impacted the team. And you are very influential, so I'd like to congratulate you.
Thank you.
I didn't buy you flowers or anything. Yeah.
But we did as a show.
There you go. I feel like
you're a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Yeah, I would hope so. Yeah. Evan Roberts taking a page out of your book and giving you the proper credit on the Rico Bronya.
Our baseball season comes down to one game. And as the great Boomer Esiason would say, one pitch, one batter, one inning, two innings, five innings, and something like that.
He's right.
So there you have it. Evan being Evan.
I haven't been this high since the 60s.
The winner of tonight's game will face the Phillies in the NLDS. Jose Quintana taking on Tobias Myers. The other three series are over. We start with the Royals and the Orioles, the winner getting the Yankees, and that will not be the Orioles, as we now know, as they came up quite lame offensively in two games.
The Orioles hoping for a miracle. The 1-2, swing and a miss. There is no miracle. There is no win. There is no extension of the season. For the second straight year, the Baltimore Orioles end their season at the hands of an opponent who sweeps them out of the postseason.
Bye-bye. There you go. So in come the Royals.
I know it's a sweep, but it's only two
games. It's two games. I agree.
No.
But you still lost both games at home.
Which sucks.
Yes, it does. So that was Orioles radio with the call. 2-1 was the final score. Bobby Witt Jr., the tie-breaking RBI single in the sixth. Yankees and Royals game one Saturday night at the stadium. Jazz Chisholm, very excited to be. We know where he has played previously. So postseason, you know, maybe. Although Marlins were in the playoffs last year, but very excited to do this with the Yanks.
Just dreaming of going to the playoffs and hitting in the bottom of the ninth with the crowd going crazy. Like, and then I flip up that rock, like, it's a pitch and I hit it and it's like a home run, you know what I mean? Like, that's what's been going through my head all my life. So I feel like this has been all my life, been preparing myself for this type of
moment. And how about what he thinks the Yanks will get out of the big duo of Soto and Judge?
I feel like those two are going to be, like, the way I see it, at least in my head and what I've already pictured, it's going to be ridiculous. And can't wait until we go do this and take home our 28th championship.
And that was before, I think, the results of yesterday.
Man. Man is right.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Jism really going after
it. Now, remember I played the Dan Campbell locker room stuff the other night with the game balls? All right, so I take you inside the locker room of the Tigers yesterday after A.J. Hinch and the Tigers beat his former team, the Astros, 5-2. They win this series in two straight. Here was Hinch.
Listen, when we started this series, everybody said we weren't playoff tested. We just passed the biggest test of the year to date, but there's more coming, okay? Never know. Get it going.
There you go. Very, very excited group
there. I'm sure
there.
He was happy.
He has to have been. Woo! Absolutely.
That's the ultimate revenge spot there.
Mm-hmm. Detroit playing Cleveland in the ALDS. And the Padres late last night moved on, beating the Braves in two straight. 5-4 was the final. San Diego with a 5-run second inning. Manny Machado a 2-run double. Jackson Merrill with a 2-run triple. Here's Brian Snitker. So the Braves season's over. Obviously, they split with the Mets on Monday to get in. He says this has been, and all the injuries that they've dealt with this year, this has been some odd long year.
I'm exhausted, but I honestly, I wish we could fast forward and be there tomorrow. I'm serious, too. I mean, I can't wait to get there with our guys and do this again.
No, you're going to have to wait several months while the Padres advance. They will take on the Dodgers in the NLDS, but San Diego has played really good baseball since the All-Star break to put themselves in this position. NFL-wise, we got Week 5 in the NFL opening tonight between the Bucs and the Falcons in Atlanta. Kirk Cousins right back at it.
It's been an interesting process always when you have to do the quick turnaround of trying to digest a new game plan in a short amount of time and be productive with the time, and there's still more prep and walkthroughs and mental reps to get here before kickoff.
Well, here we go. Coming up tonight, Baker Mayfield and his team, odd so far. Blow out the Eagles, played poorly the week before. So what type of team are you?
We started fast and we were physical. And that's the identity we need to be playing with, is the physical mentality up front and playing a receiver, blocking, running backs running really hard, and just finishing every single play.
We will see if they can do that coming up later tonight. That's a road game for them. That'll be in Atlanta.
Atlanta has lost two home games this year. They haven't played well at home, you know?
They lost that Arthur Blank game, right?
When
they put him in the Ring of Honor?
As this is a huge game for the Falcons tonight at home. Really big. They can't, you know, you can't lose to a division rival again, you know, in your building.
Jets take on the Vikings in London Sunday, the Giants in Seattle late Sunday afternoon. Bills and Texans, you know what that means. You get Josh Allen on the Bills against Steph Diggs and the Texans. Here's Diggs, says he's had a lot of support from Bills fans.
That means a lot. If I could sign them all, I would. You know, if I could take some time out and, you know, show those fans that I still appreciate them and I still got a special place in my heart, I always will. So for me, obviously, the departure wasn't the best, but they still hold a special place.
And Allen talking about how he's very familiar with several guys on the Texans, so a big big game. They're in the AFC. And how about this? Does Jaden Daniels talk about sounding just very mature? So the Commanders are 3-1. They're in first place in the NFC East right now. Here he is talking about, you know, he hears what people are saying about him. And he says, let's all relax with the I'm being a star type of stuff that's out there.
Man, y'all can say whatever y'all want. I'm still a rookie in my eyes. So I let everybody else do the talking for me. I don't get caught up in that stuff. But, man, it's a blessing. Just the preparation, obviously the team believing in me. We're going out there and competing every Sunday.
That's very mature.
It is. And, but he also knows that he doesn't know it all yet. And it's why he runs around. He takes a lot of sacks. But like I always said, I'd much rather have sacks than interceptions and fumbles.
No question.
You know, don't force an issue. He's got a real kind of smart sense about him on the field that, like, you're born with that, and you can see it. You can see CJ Stroud has it. You know, Joe Burrow has it. Josh Allen has it. Patrick Mahomes has it. Lamar Jackson. All the top QBs have that sixth sense that he has on the field.
They got the Browns? That's what you said?
Browns? Commanders, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then Sunday night, you got the Cowboys and the Steelers. No Brandon Cooks. He had to have surgery for an infection from a minor surgery, I think he had, if I read it right. So he's going to be out a few weeks. Micah Parsons is out. DeMarcus Lawrence is going to be out for weeks. So the Cowboys all banged up that game on Sunday.
MetLife got him.
Maybe so, yeah. That's certainly possible.
They got MetLifed.
They get MetLifed. All right, time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. You know, I played the quote, Evan, really praising you and using your words.
Yes.
Well, you do have quite the fan also in Kim from Westchester, who loves herself some Boomer and his leadership. I had to edit this together a little bit because it went on for like 3 minutes.
We want to do a calendar out of this.
I'll give you a little gist of it, yeah.
Okay.
I'm publishing a book in the fall, actually in the new year, and I have a lot of great leaders in my book from my industry, including Coach K and just different people around that inspired me in my career of 25 years. But I just wanted to let you know that I'm including you because I think what you say is transcends sports. Your voice actually reminds me of a former executive that makes me feel like so comfortable.
That just made my day. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and contact Steve Rosner if you're going to put Boomer Esiason in your book.
By the way, you jackasses around here, did you hear that? Get your act together. Get your act together.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good quote.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a really good quote. I mean, you inspire me every day with some of the things you say. I'm putting together a calendar, much like Jerry, but with 365 days of quotes.
Sheep vagina.
That'll be in August. I've got that for August 10th.
Vaginoplasty.
We'll move that to like February.
They also have a vaginal steam.
Yeah. You know, it's a desk calendar, you know, and you rip off today's October 3rd, you rip off the 2nd, and you see in quotes, they also have a vaginal steam. Boomer Esiason, you're like, you know, now I'm ready to go to work.
It's vaginal steam day.
All right. Well, thanks, Kim. Look forward.
I love that. Thank you so much.
Kim. Right. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Washy washy.
Dingleberry Bush.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You know, Anthony Gallo sent me this Instagram reel yesterday of this phenomenon that happens with people where one day they just wake up and they have a different accent. Like they're speaking English, but they sound like they're from a different part of the world.
No, like Eddie when he goes into his chameleon mode?
Right. So that's what Gallo said was like, man, this reminds me of Eddie. Well, you know, when he's speaking to someone with an accent, and then he goes into his accent chameleon thing. But Eddie only does that when he hears somebody else sound like that. Like when we were getting the tour on the boat in Miami, and our tour guide, who was Cuban, said, if you look over there, the helicopter pad, and Eddie goes, where did the helicopter land? And I'm like, oh my God,
okay.
Get me out of here. I almost jumped into the water.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but this is absolutely bizarre. I can't get over it. So just a woman who's from London wakes up one day and then sounds like she's from Shanghai.
Speaking English.
With
like a Chinese accent?
Yes.
So she's not speaking Chinese.
No, she's got the accent.
She's got the accent as if she came to New York. moved here and worked in a Chinese restaurant.
Right.
And she was talking to an English-speaking person. And she would have the Chinese accent.
Right. Like, I don't know, Al, if I sent you something on Instagram, would you be able to play it or no? I would. You would? Should I text it to you or just send it via Instagram?
No, it wouldn't be. Not from Instagram.
Not from Instagram.
It's really interesting when you see it, but you have to see the person who is talking.
It's a 60 minutes thing. So try, go on YouTube and do like 60 minutes accent. It's what would you do if you woke up one day sounding like someone from an entirely different country? I mean, it seems this is 60 minutes it's doing this, which has been a long time reputable show on CBS.
No, it's not a joke. These people are not,
Right. I don't think that they're.
But how do they find the story is what I want to know.
I guess there's enough people out there that this has happened to that somebody said, wow, what a.
You think somebody at 60 Minutes picks up a book and says, let's look at all the human phenomena out there.
I think it's part of it.
We can find some people that fit this and make it an interesting story because it is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, or it could be something where they heard through the grapevine, like one of the producers has a friend who's got a friend that this is happening to, and they say, I'm going to run this by my 60 Minutes friend producer and see if there's any other people out there like that.
So on YouTube, this woman, as I see it, is from 5 years ago.
Okay, so it's from a while ago.
But,
okay.
And they have music in the background, but I can play a little of what she sounds like with the Chinese accent.
So what does she look like?
She looks like a regular, proper English woman, like 30 years old, glasses, slim build.
And you expect the English accent of some sort.
I would expect an American accent, actually, the way she looks very American to me.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so let's take a listen.
It wasn't until I was in the ambulance on the way to the hospital she actually said, are you aware of the way you're speaking? And I said, oh, I sound like I have a slur. And she said, no, you sound like you can work in a Chinese restaurant. She said, yeah, you look good working in the local China house or something.
Bindi Hastings.
I mean, what?
So.
Okay, what? It apparently just happened out of nowhere.
And it's not just that. I mean, we saw other people in there with other accents that you wouldn't even, like there was an Australian woman in there who speaks as if she's from like either Russia or Croatia or somewhere there in Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I watched this whole thing, apparently there's a doctor who said that they're not speaking with a different accent. You're just hearing it that way. Like, they've got a speech impediment, but your brain is just processing it as a foreign accent. I'm like,
There was a doctor in there that said that?
And then the 60 Minutes person was like, what? So you're telling me they don't have an accent? We're just hearing it that way? And he's like, yeah.
And we all hear it the same way?
Apparently.
That means it's got to come from it's coming from the person that's talking.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
So what it sounds like to me is that doctor has no idea what the hell is going on. Now, I don't know if there's been any. This is the first time I saw this. Like I said, Gallo sent it to me because this reminds me of Eddie's chameleon accent stuff. But I don't know if there's been any advancements or any follow-ups on this. But this was effing me up. Because if that happened to either me or you, we wouldn't be able to do the show.
Well, yeah. I mean, our job is speaking every day, yes.
Right.
We may not get the words right all the time, but we do at least have a sequence and an accent that we've had our entire lives. It hasn't changed.
Like, you heard that woman in the way she was speaking.
Yes. China.
Yes.
If that happened to me, and I woke up and I said, good morning, Abuma, something like that, I'd be done. I wouldn't be able to work here. Nobody would believe it. They'd think I was mocking people. I mean, honestly. And how do you explain? No, it's just a speech impediment. You're hearing it that way. No. You're making fun of people.
Well, that's
done.
Like,
you're done.
A speech impediment, and you're hearing that speech impediment the way that you want to hear it, but we all hear the same thing.
Yeah, strange. Very strange.
That's why I don't believe that doctor.
I don't believe the doctor.
What kind of doctor is he?
Yeah, that's a scary thing, man. That is nuts.
Must be Rodney Dangerfield's doctor. Dr. Vinny Boombas.
Dr. Vinny Boombas. So anyway, you can go look that up if you're interested in that. All right, so I don't know if I want to.
No, don't. Don't do it. Don't touch the money. Don't talk about anything. Got a little bit of nerves going on right now. I can tell the butterflies are starting to fly around. We're, Listen, 12 hours from now, we will know the answer.
I really don't want to go out and watch this game out. I don't.
Stay home. Watch it with the girls. Make watch them into Mets fans.
The girl, I can't get
the girls
that.
Love the Mets.
I cannot. I'm trying to get Sabrina into the
have
Mets.
Have your mom over.
No, because I'm going to want to. I can't. No. The way drink. She watches a game. No. No. I'm not drinking. It's funny. I told myself. I was like, I'm not going to drink at all this week, even through the weekend. And
good for you.
And then, yeah, good for me, except that didn't happen that way. Because yesterday, of course. So I'm fully, like, in the mode of, like, I'm not going to drink this week. So you ordered a cocktail at lunch. They bring you the wrong one.
Yeah.
And you wanted tequila. And then it was made with vodka. And then Boomer just goes, well, you like vodka, drink it. I'm like... And then I can't not.
I just need a little take the edge off of you. I know you. We had just had driven an hour, and we were like, "You got to get the edge off."
And not only that, I was
like, "Oh, little this."
I was getting pestered by our general manager here, our market manager.
That's another thing. I mean, just leave us alone. Once we leave, we're out.
So I'm on a phone call. I'm drinking. And I don't want to drink.
I don't bring my phone on the golf course. You know what I mean? I don't want to be bothered. And he's like, "Hey. Are you answering your phone?" I'm like, I don't have my phone with me. He goes, well, they're trying to call you. I said, well, tell them to shut the hell up. Leave me alone.
Yep. Then I had to convey messages and everything. But yeah, so it lasted 2.5 days.
That's the best part of playing golf is you don't have to be bothered for 5 hours.
Well,
from
yesterday
the moment
I was,
you get there to the moment you leave,
some
it's
people,
about 5 hours.
Some people will get bothered for 5 hours. I get bothered. I got bothered, but it's fine. We solved the problem. Everything was good. Had a good, nice conversation. It was a 2.5 hour drive home. Talked to a lot of people.
Good.
I actually talked to Spike.
Oh, you did?
I talked to Spike.
How is Spike?
Spike's great.
Is he really?
He's doing awesome. Happy man. 45 minutes. Dude,
were you getting like the lowdown on the Phillies or something? Or
no.
Did you talk to him about the Carl Anthony Towns trade?
No.
That's going to be a big deal.
Nope.
What's his basketball podcast called again?
Skinny Vegan Hipster.
Yes, it's the rights to the Skinny Vegan Hipster C word.
Okay.
If you'd like to look it up, get it where you get your podcasts. It's called The Rights to Ricky Sanchez.
Oh, The Rights to Ricky Sanchez.
That's the name of the podcast. No, we didn't talk about that. He didn't talk a lot, but talked shop.
Well, all business.
Talk some shop.
Radio business.
No, I just... You know what it was? It's funny. Remember we had this conversation about people that you keep in touch with or don't keep in touch with? And I guess I brought his name up where I was like, with Spike, we said we were going to talk to each other and we never talked to each other. Susan Larkin, who's in the company in Philadelphia, heard that and went to Spike like individually in person and said, Gio said you guys don't talk anymore. And then so that's why he called. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I'm getting word that we don't talk anymore. So then we shot the poop, talked some shop, and that was that.
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.